Good afternoon, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter. I'm Emma L on Audioboom. What I was going to cover today, while I'm trying to multitask, sorry, you can probably hear a printer behind me, I'm going to talk about customer service in companies. Now it seems so popular to basically outsource, the customer support. So you ring a company, and they move them out for money, financial reasons and stuff. But it just, it's so difficult when you're trying to get through your point and they don't even understand what you're talking about. And I had an experience with a company. They're called Phone Menders, F-O-N-E, Menders. And they mend phones, clearly. And I wanted to buy a phone. I have a Galaxy, Samsung Galaxy S. And I wanted to buy a charger for that. And it took me more than 4 days to try and get through to the company to actually find out, do you sell them? How much do you sell them for? What are your opening hours? Etc. etc. I tried so many times to get through to them and I couldn't. Sorry, the printer's printing now. But eventually I managed to get through to them and he told me what he was going to do and how to, how much it was going to be and everything. And today I went in to get one and that was fine. Now the only thing was, I went in and I knocked on the door, I said I want to buy a Samsung Galaxy S charger, and he was really rude, and I gave him the money, and I gave it to him in change with coins, and then he glared at me when he saw it was coins, and I thought, you should be thankful, I'm coming into the bloody place at all. And then he gave me the charger, and I said to him, do you have a receipt in case there's something wrong with this? And he glares at me again. And anyway, I didn't get a receipt in the end. And I just thought, how ignorant is that? I mean, these people need to go on a bloody course for customer service and how to treat the customer with respect and make sure the customer's happy. And that seems to have just been thrown out the window. It's just like, oh, we can't be bothered with any of that. And it's remarkable, really, in this day and age where companies are going down the tubes and all sorts, and then they just don't give a damn. They seem not to give a damn. And anyway, I got the phone charger and it works, and all a-okay on that score. But I just think these people, they could be losing out on money due to people going to eBay and stuff like that. And I'm like, no wonder they go to eBay if that's the way they're going to get treated. So, yeah, so that was that. It was all very bizarre, really. So, that was about it. So, if you have any stories, experiences, feelings on customer service and how you can be treated, whether it be on the phone, in a shop, or any scenario, really, feel free to get in touch. I'd love to hear it. Other than that, I'll catch you guys really, really soon. And it was just a quick audio boot to give you my opinion. And just to say that if these companies want people to use them, they're going to have to treat them a hell of a lot differently. So I'll catch you all very, very soon. Take care. Bye.